Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 25th of August 2016, and this is the 428th Mole Out Loud podcast. I've felt these last couple of days as if it's been real deadline week. Well, it is real deadline week, and I've certainly been writing more than I usually do, and I'm happy to say that I did manage to get something off to my In the Flesh writers group. It was a bit late, and they may well not have read it, but the fact that they're there, the fact that we're meeting, did mean that I actually got something written, even though it wasn't, in the end, very much. But there was quite a lot that I'd written that wasn't in a state to get them to read. So it does mean that for the next meeting, I've already got quite a lot down. And so with any luck, that will mean that I can do it with a little less panic for next time. It also means, not that particularly means, but the fact that I've got the writer's group this week and I've got an unplugged week next week means that I'm not carrying this deadline over into my week off or my week of other work. And that feels really good. Last time I was so overcommitted that it took me until about Thursday before I really had any time off. And so it felt like a very short sabbatical. This time I think I've got it more in control, although of course I haven't written Murmurs of Mole yet. I do intend for that to go out tomorrow as planned. And if it can't go out tomorrow, at least it can go out on Saturday, because I've got a day without any commitments this Saturday. So it's been a productive week, but I feel as if I really just want to sit down and twiddle string at the moment, and that hasn't been possible. And so I've got a little time now. I've just spent the last couple of hours reading through the writings of other members of the group, and then I shall drive down there in my borrowed car. I shall drive down to the State Cinema and meet them there. And I know that it'll be enlivening and that I will feel energised by it. So that's a really nice thing to know that I'm going to come away with as well. We're going to be quite a small group tonight, but it's always good. It doesn't seem to matter how many of us are there. It just changes a little how it is and what we talk about. So that's been my day today. Well, that's been half my day today. I feel as if another half of it is still ahead of me. And yes, it is good to have a little bit of a deadline, but I just don't seem to be able to get a very good measure of how much panic and how much loose construing time I need to have a good balance. Anyway, what's done's done, and I'm feeling quite happy with what already is. And that makes quite a change with this novel. So I do hope that whatever you're working on, that you've had a good day today, a good week, that you've been able to balance that thing of trying to get things done but not pushing yourself too hard. And my hat goes off to those of you who take a break when you need one. I'm not very good at doing that yet. I'm practicing, and Yes, one day I will get better. But knowing that I've got next week off really, really helps me this week. And I'm really looking forward to it too. I'm just wanting to create space, create nice spring spaces. I mentioned that in a previous podcast. And I need to have concerted time to do that. I don't think it just doesn't seem to work when I do 10 minutes here or there. So a lovely week for me ahead. Thank you very, very much for listening to me again today. And I won't be talking to you tomorrow because it's a murmuring day. But I do really look forward to talking to you on Saturday, my last podcast before the sabbatical. And I'll let you know how I've gone with murmurs, although you'll probably know. You will either have received it or you won't. And if you still want to put in a vote for which murmurs you would like to see in the book, please still let me know. I'm still accepting nominations. And I'll talk maybe after the sabbatical a little about how I'm thinking of arranging them. Thank you again, and talk to you on Saturday.